I should say suspected impact point. Having a little difficulty. We can't get the light all to work. There seems to be some kind of mechanical problem. Let's send back another light. Meantime, we're going to take some readings for the gather tire and chase around here a little bit, wait for the light all to come back in. Okay, we're now approaching area within about 25, 30 feet. What kind of readings are we getting? Anything? Just minor clicks. Reading impressions.
One.
Is that all bigger than they are?
Well, there's one more well at the
center. Is it the security control?
We're still getting clicks. Broke. Are we getting any any further, I'm going to shut the recorder off till we find something.
Picking up.
What are we up to? We're up to 2-3 units. Deflection, you're getting in close to one pod.
Picking up, sounds good. Picking up.
Okay, it's still not going above 3 or 4 units.
Picking up more of them, more frequently.
Yes, you're staying steady up around 2 to 3 to 4 units now.
Facing in the same direction towards the center.
Let's go this way around the circle here. Turn it back down here.
Picking up
the
collection.
Let me see that. Well, that's got a funny. You're right about the abrasion. I've never seen a pine tree that's been damaged react that fast.
I've got a bottle to put that in.
You got a sample bottle?
Here, sit this on the ground.
Okay, from now on, let's identify that as point number one. That's staked there. So you all know where it is, we have to sketch it. You got that set, Nevels?
Yes, sir.
Closest to the wood bridge base.
Be point one.
And let's go clockwise from there.
Point two.
So this tree is between point two.
Tell them negative at this time. We'll tell them when they can come out here. We don't want them out here right now.
Okay, the sample, you're going to mark this sample number one.
Yes.
Have them cut it off and include some of that sap and all. Is between indentation 2 and 3 on a pine tree about 5 feet away, about 3.5 feet off the ground. There's a round abrasion on the tree, about 3.5-4 inches in diameter. It looks like it might be old, but strange as a crystalline pine sap has come out that fast. See, there's other trees here that are damaged in similar fashion.
Yeah, so I'll make it toward the center of the landing. So.
Okay, why don't you take a picture of that and remember your picture, and you got to be writing this down. Well, it's going to be on the tape.
Right. You got a tape measure with you?
This is the picture. Your first picture will be at the first tree, the one between mark 2 and 3. Meantime, I'm going to look at a couple of these trees over here.
We are getting some.
You're getting rings on the tree you're taking samples from on the side facing the suspected landing site.
4 clicks max.
Up to 4. Interesting. That's right where you're taking the sample now. 4. That's the strongest point on the tree?
Yes, sir. If you come to the back, there's no clicks whatsoever.
No clicks at all on the back. It's all on the
maybe
side facing the... Interesting. The indentations look like something twisted as it got, you know, as it sat down on them. Looks like someone took something and sat it down and twisted it from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. We're looking at the same tree we took the sample off with this, what do you call it, star scope?
Uh-huh, star scope.
Getting a definite heat reflection off the tree, about 3 to 4 feet off the ground.
Yes, where the spot is. It's
same place where the spot is. We're getting the heat.
There's a spot on a tree directly behind us. I picked up the same thing. One off to your right.
Three trees in the area, immediately adjacent to the site, within 10 feet of the suspected landing site. We're picking up heat reflection off the trees.
Like 5 and up.
What's that again?
Shine the light on again, Bob.
Well, you have trouble here.
Yeah, getting some light on the spot. And then when you want them,
okay, turn the light on.
You'll notice the white.